In life, we all face certain challenges. And I know that some of us are going through that type of stuff right now. So in this episode, we're going to talk about how can we stay happy in spite of life's setbacks. This is an important skill to develop now, regardless of where you are, because even if things are flowing smoothly, that's just not always going to be the case. So you want to figure out when setbacks strike, or if you're in that moment right now, how can you continue to stay happy? That is the episode for Breakthrough Success. I'm your host, Mark Burry, the podcast and coach. Our guest who joins us today is an award-winning author, licensed psychotherapist, and host of the top iTunes podcast, Be You Find Happy. Her initiative, based on the same name, Be You Find Happy, holds workshops and conversations on finding happiness in spite of the different setbacks that we face. This has helped her land speaking opportunities all across the nation. Our guest who joins us for this episode is none other than Michaela Johnson. Michaela, welcome.
Thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Michaela, I'm so happy to have you on Breakthrough Success. And happiness is something that we want to hold on to for as long as possible. And it's easy to be happy when everything is going our way. But when everything seems to not be going our way, that is when it's so easy to lose it. So how can we learn to, I mean, we'll talk about, you know, being happy during life setbacks, but I think part of it is appreciating the happiness when things are flowing smoothly. So how can we better appreciate the happiness and the moments when things are going right?
Yeah, I mean, I think what you're talking about in the way of gratitude is important. And I think taking time out daily for gratitude is super important. There's lots of great ways these days that you can tap into feelings of appreciation for the simple things. And I think that it's easy to get caught up in our busy lives and forget to do that. I know I do that myself. So when I find myself feeling exceptionally grumpy is usually when I go to a gratitude journal. But like you're describing, the happy moments are simplistic. And I think we get stuck on the idea that they have to be big, overflowing happy moments, where they can be simple moments like, you know, just watching your cat lay in the sun and noticing how peaceful your cat is. That could be something that's super happy. Or that feeling that you get when you come home and your dog greets you, or maybe your child gives you a little flower or something like that. There's so many opportunities that don't have to be really big and expansive, like winning the lottery, buying a new car, you know, those sorts of things. I mean, I even noticed that, you know, great opportunities are at sunrise and sunset. No more beautiful time to just acknowledge the day and what was or what will be than during that time.
And it's really interesting. Michaela mentions, like, you don't need a big moment to be happy. You could just be grateful for the little things and just be happy that, you know, you had another day, things went right. And even when you are in that setback scenario where, you know, life is just really challenging right now, look for that silver lining, look for the thing that did go right. And with those setbacks, I mean, there comes an opportunity to grow, but the real way to grow is to really being able to stay happy during those moments, because that puts you in the right frame of mind for handling the situation and getting better. So how do we stay happy in spite of the setbacks we may deal with?
I think what happens is it's so easy to be feeling like we're in a really good space. Perhaps we're going to a concert that we've been looking forward to all week, and then we find ourselves, oh crap, I forgot to put, you know, gas in my car, so I've got to stop at the gas station. Now I'm running a little bit late for this concert, and now there's traffic. The people around me are driving like jerks, and suddenly those happy feelings I had are like quickly dissipating, and I'm involving myself in road rage or just frustration and fear that I'm not going to make it on time and miss my favorite song or whatever. And those are the ways in which little setbacks creep into our lives. So it's all about resiliency and how quickly you bounce back from those things. So it doesn't, like how we talked about, it doesn't have to be big happy moments. It also doesn't have to be big dramatic sad moments. It doesn't have to be major losses that we're talking about either. It's important to have some resiliency even in the small moments that get us fired up, because more often than not throughout the day, those are the moments that have the greatest potential to steal our happy factor. We have tons of those micro moments, you know, probably, you know, in the teens or even in the, I don't know, probably in the 50s throughout the day, little micro moments of things that flare up that can make us unhappy. And so it's how you bounce back in that moment. How are you resilient in that moment? So with the car example, as you're driving down the road and you're starting to notice your body is getting fired up, maybe you're getting hot, you're starting to clench your jaw, whatever's happening, how can you let go of that, take a couple deep breaths, acknowledge that I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be, I'm supposed to be here now, and then look for something around you that can bring you a little bit of happiness. So maybe it's telling a joke in the car to lighten things up, or listening to a song, noticing a cloud in the sky, something like that.
And it is interesting how Michaela mentions, you know, there are these micro moments that make us unhappy. And I feel like that is a part that not a lot of people think about. And it's something that can build up and compound very quickly if we don't monitor it, if we're not looking for, you know, just a way to, you know, lighten the mood and create a different atmosphere. In some cases, though, like the setbacks, the moments of unhappiness, it's not a micro thing. It's a very macro thing. It's like all day, all encompassing, and there's different reasons that would happen, but usually it all involves stuff that's very dire. So I'm wondering if you could share with us, how do we tap into those micro moments of happiness when the macro narrative around us is setback and challenge and sadness?
And I think what we touched on a little bit earlier with gratitude is important here, because this is a great opportunity when it feels like everything is spiraling around us, nothing's going our way, or perhaps people around us are just being very negative. Those are great times to just tap into and say, what are three things that I'm grateful for today? What am I excited about today? And what's one thing that I could do that would make today great? And you could even add a mantra to it. What's a great affirmation for today? Affirmations that I love are I am enough. I can do hard things. You know, those kinds of affirmations can be really good when you're in a space of a lot of negativity. And the other thing is, sometimes you physically have to remove yourself from negativity. So if you're, you know, at work and you're around the water table or around the lunch table, and there's just people that are griping about everything that's wrong with work, just get up and say, I can't hear this today, and go for a walk or do something different. Go do a gratitude journal.
And I mean, gratitude journals are really useful, even the little ones that you keep around with you for the whole day. I mean, that could also be something useful, because if you've got a big notebook, you're just not going to be able to stuff that in your pocket, but something smaller is easy to carry around. And sometimes it is a matter of changing things up, going for that walk. A lot of people, they find their happiness in nature. And I do feel like people should be like walking around or running around and just being able to see that nature element. And I mean, a lot of it really just boils down to gratitude as this path to happiness.
Yeah. And not just that, but just being hyper aware or having some, you know, hypervigilance about your own body and what's happening inside you, what triggers are happening. If there's a certain person that walks in the room and you immediately feel kind of edgy, that's a huge awareness from your inner self to your external space. Like it's a great opportunity for you to tap into yourself and say, why is this coming up for me? And how can I better protect myself from this individual that's creating this sense of angst or whatnot? And I think sometimes we just think that this is just how it's going to be, so it is what it is. And that's absolutely not true. It is what you make it. It is what you create. And so if you're going to choose that, then yes, it is going to be what it is. But if you're going to start speaking up for yourself, speaking your truth with grace, saying how you feel in different scenarios, sharing your thoughts, that's going to start to shift how people respond to you and what's happening in your life around you.
A big theme Michaela just really hit on is control. And you can't control the setbacks. You can't control the challenges. You can't control how they evolve, but you can always control how you respond to those different things. So I do feel like a lot of people, they just hand off their control right away and just ingrain themselves in whatever the situation is. So how do we gain that better sense of control, like our emotional response and our response to the whole situation, whatever it may be?
Exactly. And it's not always easy to do. It's often a lot easier said than done. Because, you know, where this whole thing comes from, most situations like this where we do have to control our emotions come from a place of fear. And that's really rooted in our limbic system. Our old reptilian brain is trained to identify things that feel threatening to us in a nanosecond and put us into that hyper alert state, that kind of fly, fight, or freeze mode. And so it's really a normal human response. But the trouble is, we're rarely in situations these days that are true life-threatening situations. You know, if there's a fire coming through the house, then yes. If you're in a car accident, then yes. But often, it's just that our spouse walked through the door and had that face. And that face was enough to go, uh-oh, my past experience with that face means bad things for me tonight. Therefore, I'm on guard before he or she says a single word. And so it's a lot easier said controlling our emotions than done. And that's why it's really important that we have space to say how we feel. When we find ourselves in that mode, we need to be able to say, you know what, I'm not in this space right now that anything rational is going to come out. I'm using my emotional brain and I'm feeling highly, highly aware of the fact that I'm not going to be able to communicate with you right now. And so that's a great way to protect yourself as well.
Yeah, I mean, it is interesting to, during any kind of thing that can happen, like being aware of that moment, because I do feel like not enough people are aware when that micro moment has struck, or when they're not feeling 100%, or you know, like how they're going to respond. And not being fully aware of these things does really block a lot of people from being able to tap into happiness and just being able to respond correctly in like certain situations. So just that whole awareness factor is so important. Another thing that's really important is to just keep learning and continuing on your journey to becoming happy. I know Michaela has a really great podcast, Be You, Find Happy. It's also the same name of her initiative. So we will be throwing that in the show notes. But Michaela, where else do we go to learn more about you, your work, and your journey?
Well, my mom gave me the most challenging name ever. So it's MichaelaRenee.com, MichaelaRenee.com. I think I'm going to have to like get the BU Find Happy website and forward it just to make it a little easier for me on these radio shows.
Well, in any event, we will have that link in the show notes for people to easily access it, and they just click it and then they just get led to your place. But once again, Michaela, thank you so much for joining us on Breakthrough Success. It was a pleasure having you here today.
Thanks for having me today.